I have a secret. You know, I do not always make my own stock, and I have excuses, but you probably don't want to hear them, and really, it's just laziness. But I improvise a lot. I save the cooking liquid from beans, or I will season water with fish sauce and some onions and use that, or sometimes, every once in a while, I will crack open a jar of bouillon mix. I am not 100% sure what's in the stuff, but, you know, sometimes you find yourself with needs. But I do love a good stock, especially a good vegetable stock, because it's so versatile. And so I was psyched when I found out that America's Test Kitchen came up with a vegetable broth concentrate that you make from real food and just mix with water whenever you need it. ATK's El Simone explained how to make it to our friend, Joe Yonan, the food and dining editor of The Washington Post.
So I love making homemade vegetable broth, partly because the store-bought stuff is truly awful. I have not found any that I like. So pretty much every couple of weeks, I make it from trimmings of things that I'm cooking, but I still have to pour it into ice cube trays, and I put it into Ziploc bags, and it takes up all the space in the freezer. And you guys have figured out a much better way, which is to make a concentrate. So tell me about that.
Yes. Yes. And first, I will have to agree with you. Store-bought broths are horrible. I just wouldn't recommend it. But we have actually created a concentrate, which in your case would be helpful because it takes up less space.
Right.
You don't have to freeze it in ice trays. The concentrate is actually just made of some very key vegetable ingredients and some salt to keep it from actually freezing. And you can scoop it out and use it one tablespoon at a time.
Amazing. Amazing. So how do you make it?
We have some leeks we use and dried onion flakes, because dried onion flakes have less liquid, you know, and we want this concentrate to be more flavorful from vegetables, not from water.
Oh, that's
We use celery root, which is also a little stronger than celery. It has more staying power.
Mm-hmm.
We have parsley, and we use the stems, tomato paste, and soy sauce for umami, and a whopping 2 tablespoons of salt.
So I love salt, but that sounds like a lot.
I mean, it does. 2 tablespoons of kosher salt does sound like a lot of salt, but it is a 2-to-1 ratio to like table salt. So it's really not that much. But we need those 2 tablespoons because it aids in the grinding of the vegetables. That's what, you know, keeps our texture nice and smooth.
Huh. Of course. And it's also diluted. So there's that.
Yep. And also the salt keeps the mixture from freezing in your freezer. It makes it easier to scoop out when you need it. No thawing necessary.
Yeah, when I saw this video of you making it, I did think that was an amazing moment. It's magic. It scoops out like a vegetable sorbet. So that's just because of the salt, all the salt in there?
Yes. And because we're also choosing to use vegetables that don't have like high water content, that also helps to keep the texture very even.
I see. So that's why you have the onion flakes instead of the fresh onion, et cetera.
Yes.
So when you're ready to use it, you just rehydrate it in water?
Yeah. You would do 1 tablespoon to 1 cup of boiling water. And you can use it like that if you like. You know, a lot of people actually use vegetable broths for cooking meat. Using it for braising, it makes perfect sense. However, if you want to use it for your risotto or your gravy and you want something nice and smooth, you could strain out the particles, and you'd have a nice, delicious, clear vegetable broth.
Great. So how long can I keep it in the freezer, Elle?
6 months, honey. A long time. A long time. Actually, I think it's just the best fix, because instead of taking up all your cabinet space with all of these boxes or cans or whatever, you can just store this in your freezer and you have all the broth you need.
I love it. I love it. Elle, this is fantastic. Thank you so much for coming and sharing it with us.
Thank you for having me.
Elle Simone is a test cook at America's Test Kitchen. Joe Yonan is the editor of America the Great Cookbook. And you can find that recipe for vegetable broth concentrate at splendidtable.org.